Brian and Trisha, actually Chris Denham, because Brian's taking the day off today. Want to talk to you about doing nice things. Mm-hmm. You strike me as the type of person, I feel like I call you a friend.
Sure.
And you are a kind person. You would go out of your way to do something to help somebody. Yes. And you have proven that countless times. So does it make you feel good?
It does. Of course it does.
Yeah. So there's this new study that has been done. Someone asked people to define what it means to do good, and the top answer was anything that makes someone else feel good. But by doing that, it also makes you feel good.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you shouldn't do it for just to be seen doing it. I mean, you should do it for someone else. You should be doing it genuinely for them.
Yeah. Know? Even if nobody else is looking.
That's right.
You know, when nobody else sees it.
That's what integrity is. I mean, doing the right thing when no one is looking.
Absolutely. And so some ideas of things that you can do, helping a friend or family member or coworker or something, you know, with a task, donating to someone in need, just saying good morning to people, you know, those little things.
That's right. And it doesn't take much time.
No.
It doesn't take any money.
Right.
Anyone can do something good for someone, can spread a little bit of a joy and kindness, you know. And that's one of the biggest compliments to my father, who's been deceased almost a year now. But after he died, so many people told me things that he had done, quite significant things he had done for other people without them ever knowing it.
Yeah.
Just in terms of being charitable and doing things. And it was really good to hear. I wish I would have, I knew how kind and you know, how supportive he was to other people, but I wish some of those things I wish I had known before.
Yeah.
But it's always good to kind of leave that legacy.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, I appreciate
that. So, you know, I mean, you learned from him, even though you may not have even known that he was doing those things.
I did not, but yes.
You know, like you said, they don't all have to cost money.
They don't.
I mean, you could do something, like if you're at a fast food restaurant or something and you pay for somebody's meal and then the next person, you know, they do that, you know, that's always cool. You know, if you're the recipient of that and you're not expecting it.
I read an article, it's been quite a while now, but it started a kind of a pay it forward chain, started at a fast food restaurant, and it went through 50 some vehicles. And it's been a while that I read that, but
that's,
you know,
amazing.
One person, the next person, and that's awesome.
And also, you don't know how much the next person's bill is.
That's right. You have no idea. And you know what? Yeah. It might have cost you more money. You know, the person behind you, their bill might have been more than yours.
Yeah.
But makes you feel good. It makes them feel good. It makes them have a good day.
And you don't know what kind of day the person is having.
And I've had that happen to me. I mean, I've had folks pay for mine to drive through, and on the flip side, I've done for others. But it's personally, you know, talk about giving gifts and things. It was the impossible question this morning. But I would much rather give to someone else and kind of see their joy than receive myself.
I'm the same way. I was in a drive-through of a local fast food restaurant last week, and the person at the first window, the one who took the order and then took my money, was so friendly and so kind. And I thought, wow. I mean, that made me feel good just because he was so nice. And it wasn't like fake. You know, it was genuine.
Sure.
And so when I got to the second window, I told the person, I said, hey, I said, that guy back there at the first window, and she immediately like got this look on her face like as if I was going to complain. I said, he was so nice.
But see, and that's where I have to compliment you, because you're always that person. You're no matter how doom and gloom it is, you're always in a good mood, and you always bring out that in people. So,
well, I tried to find the silver lining in
and
things.
It's genuine. I mean, you know what you mentioned earlier about being genuine, but it's true. You truly care about other people and care if they're having a good day. So,
well, this has been a good moment.
Thank you. That's right,
Chris. I mean, feel like we should do this more often.
That's right.